And from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we gather to celebrate the life of our sister in Christ, Ai Rosh. We gather to grieve and mourn our loss. We gather to remember and reflect upon her life, a life in which each of you have been blessed to share. We gather to comfort and to console each other. We gather with teary eyes and saddened hearts. Loss, grief, and sadness have at times overcome our emotions. The sting of death is reality in our lives this day. But we also gather to celebrate the love of God in whom there is no death. Into your pain of her death, into your sadness, burst the eternal promise of God, proclaiming victory over death and the promise of life everlasting. For by our Lord's death on the cross, death becomes for I and all the faithful simply a doorway to eternal life with Jesus. God has blessed us, each one of us, with a very precious gift. This gift has been entrusted to our care. It is a gift that can be given by no other than God himself. God bestows this gift generously, without request, without restrictions. Far too often we take the gift for granted. It is the gift of life itself of which I speak. And God has very generously bestowed this gift upon I. Unfortunately, it's often when this gift is taken away or threatened with illness or injury that we pause and consider this marvelous gift. The psychotherapist Sigmund Freud was the first to coin the term thanatos. It's a condition that describes, that plagues humanity. And that description is, well, the writer of Ecclesiastes also touched on it. They suggest that as humans, we are the only species on the face of the earth that is cursed with the foreknowledge of our finiteness, that one day we all will die. We have knowledge of being creatures with a beginning and an end of our earthly lives. And although we go to great lengths to avoid admitting it, we know that we all will someday die. Yet this is not the end for the faithful in Christ. Death for the faithful is a life brought to completion and perfection in Jesus. I is now experiencing the fullness of her life in the presence of Jesus. Life as God intended it to be lived. Lived in his glory. The 14th chapter of the Gospel of John this morning has its setting in the upper room where the disciples have eaten the Passover meal with Jesus. Jesus knows exactly what will happen in the next few hours and days. So he prepares his disciples to face the future, a future without fear. Jesus tells his disciples, "Let not your heart be troubled." We can include ourselves in this audience and apply his words to our own hearts and our own life. As Christians, we are exposed to many adversities, troubles, sorrows, suffering, sometimes even on a daily basis. And while we can't prevent adversity or loss of life, we are able to find the strength and the power with the help of the Lord to get through them. Jesus continues, "You believe in God. Believe also in me." He's saying, "You've trusted God. Now it's time to trust in me." And then Jesus, there's one of the most amazing things that Jesus reveals to us in scriptures in verse 2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Pause and think about that just for a moment. He goes to prepare a place for us. This is one of the greatest truths found anywhere in the Bible. It implies that God dwells someplace, somewhere, in a permanent place. That gives each of us great comfort, that we know for sure that Jesus has already prepared a mansion in heaven, a mansion that we who follow Christ will live in. In my wife's mansion, she has a slide. She's already put her order in. To know that when we die, we're going to go to our Father's house. To know that I right now is in her Father's house. Our Father's house is where we are always appreciated and loved. Our Father's house where we are not guests, but eternal residents. That is home. The second great truth we learn from this passage is that Jesus will come back. And again, pause to think about that for a moment. Jesus is not going to show us the way. Jesus isn't going to write down instructions for how we can get to heaven. But he's going to come back and take us by the hand and personally lead us to our Father's house. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." I died in the Lord. Knowing Christ as her personal Savior, you could see it in her life. As Steve shares how she was, it was the love of Christ coming out. She'll have a head start on us for those who are living, because the dead in Christ will rise first. John tells us we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. When our lives are focused on Christ, we walk in glory with him forever. Death for a Christian is a wonderful thing, for death takes the Christian to a better place. A person does not go to heaven to find Christ. He or she goes to Christ to find heaven. And when our lives are focused upon Jesus, we walk together. We walk together with him in victory. Jesus takes care of our past. When our lives are focused upon Jesus, he helps us with our present. And he's already prepared a future. Your future. The future I is now experiencing. Listening to the stories of the family, she was about life. About life. And always, always the hostess. Even when I would come to visit the house, bless Cindy, she would offer me a drink. I'd say, no, thank you. She'd say, are you sure? I'd say, yes, I am. Thank you. I'm good. And as soon as I came in the room, did you offer him a drink? Did you offer him a drink? Always the hostess. And she shared her life and love with each of you and a whole host of others. I remember how she first helped me prepare for my first trip to Japan for business. We spent time and she shared with me how not to do certain things and be really stupid. It was really very helpful. Her presence among us will be truly missed. But we gather today by faith in joyful thanksgiving to God for her life, our sister in Christ. And by faith, even during our own personal loss and profound sadness, we can celebrate with her that final victory that she now has won over death through Jesus Christ. On February 8th, 1930, God gave I the gift of life. On January 15th, 2024, God blessed her again with another gift of life. In this life, she now shares eternally in the presence of God. And it is a life filled with indescribable joy. For in death, Christ Jesus offers us new life and life eternal. Amen. We close in prayer. Heavenly Father, death is never a pleasant time for us to face. It always feels like an intrusion. But it does become bearable for us in the knowledge that we have been offered life everlasting by God Himself, and the promise is sealed by the blood of His own Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, all things have been made new. May each person here find comfort and peace and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom there is light and life eternal. Amen.